This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Dr. Darren O'Leary joins me. You are a trusted GP and women's health expert. You're going to share some fact-based advice on how we can keep our hair and skin at its best. Thank you so much for taking the time to check in with us here on iRadio. It's lovely to have you as a guest.
It's my pleasure. You're talking about my favourite topic, so thank you for having me.
Not at all. Now, let's start with our skin. What are the key things that we should be doing daily to keep our skin healthy?
You know what, like with all parts of our human body, like the skin is actually the largest organ, right? So keeping anything healthy, you know, it really starts with, it sounds so boring, but like with our nutrition, lifestyle, like, and you know, like diet and exercise or nutrition and movement, you know. So when it comes to the skin, like getting a good, balanced, healthy diet, and particularly with protein, you want to watch your protein intake. Really important for healthy hair, skin and nails. Now, there's a lot of different guidelines on how much protein we should be having, but you can look up what works best for you. But getting adequate protein is really, really important, and plenty of fruit and veg as well, you know, for all of those lovely antioxidants, you know, like eat the rainbow, so good for your hair, skin and nails. And interestingly as well, actually, exercise is actually really good as well for our skin, like particularly like resistance training, you know, it's really good for our skin, overall health, and for your hair, skin and nails as well. So those like healthy habits are really important. Then things like, you know, just minimizing. Unfortunately, sugar can cause aging of our skin. But listen, I love sugar too much to give it up, but it's just something to be mindful of. It can contribute to signs of aging. Alcohol isn't great for, unfortunately, for our hair, skin and nails, and smoking. So if you're a smoker, you know, just another reason to try to quit. Then in terms of daily habits, sunscreen is really important. And I know in Ireland, people are probably thinking, are you daft? Like wearing sunscreen, we don't need it. It's, you know, even though in fairness, we've had a lovely summer. But wearing sunscreen every day, you know, even throughout the winter, it really, you'll notice a difference in your skin, you know, because wearing sunscreen doesn't only protect you from UV damage of your skin, it can actually have a little role in kind of giving almost an anti-aging effect on the skin as well. So I wear sunscreen all year round, indoors and outdoors. Now, you don't have to wear it indoors, but I do. And that's a really good daily habit. If you could just wear sunscreen, like do it with your, you know, habit stack it. So if you're brushing your teeth, throw on the sunscreen as well. You will notice a difference in your skin health and, you know, you'll reduce your risk of skin cancer.
Obviously, there's some common myths that you hear about skin and hair health. Do you have any that maybe you can debunk for us?
You know what? Like two really great points there. So, yes, it can, you know, for some people, if you have acne prone skin, you know, if you're using some products can actually cause breakouts, you know, if they have occlusives in them, very occlusive ingredients. So it can be useful to look out for, you know, non-comedogenic products or products that are designed for acne-prone skin. And, you know, I understand as well, actually, like the sensation of wearing sunscreen isn't actually always the nicest. I have rosacea myself, and it's a very common condition in Ireland and causes like flushing of the skin, red skin, almost painful skin. So I understand that wearing something on your face every day can actually be a bit annoying, but it's really useful to do the work and just try a few. And listen, I know it's expensive as well, but you know, a good one that tends to be very tolerated amongst all skin types, and I've never heard a bad word said about it actually, is La Roche-Posay and Thelia. So I'm not sure if we're allowed to say brands, but a very good one, you know. Look out for non-comedogenic products. That isn't a regulated term, but you know, it can be helpful to steer you away from something that might clog your pores. And then washing the face, such an important one as well. Like I suppose a lot of people think you have to wash morning and evening. You actually don't, you know, you don't have to wash your face in the morning. Although I will say for women wearing makeup, probably to stop product pilling, you know, we do have to wash our face in the morning, really. Unless you wonder, there'll be too much buildup on your face. But if you're not wearing makeup, just an evening cleanse can be very useful. And if you want to kind of go above and beyond, you can do a double cleanse, like use an oil-based cleanser first, and then, you know, use a water-based cleanser, and that will really give, you know, the skin extra polish and be extra clean heading into bed at nighttime.
There's a lot of hype around skincare routines. In your opinion, do we really need a 7-step routine, or can we keep it simple?
You know what? We don't. Nobody needs a seven-step routine, right? All anybody needs to do, I would say, is to really try to wear sunscreen every day. With that said, I will say for there are some, you know, skincare and product junkies, and they like the process and they like the pampering and they like the trying the products and doing the things. So if you want to do a seven-step routine, like I'm not going to side-eye on a seven-step routine. You know, you do you if you enjoy it, as long as it's not causing breakouts to your skin or irritating your skin. But I think for the vast majority of people, if you wear sunscreen every day, if you cleanse your face every evening, you know, those are two major things that will give you really lovely glowing skin. If you wanted to kind of add in an extra, you know, little something, I would say vitamin C and topical retinol are the other two great products. But after that, everything else is a bonus. You know, but start with sunscreen, then you could add in a retinoid, then you could add in, you know, vitamin C and a cleansing routine. And that those are the basics. But if you want to do seven or eight steps, you know, I'm not going to say don't do it, but you don't need to do it, you know?
Definitely. I know, obviously, we've already spoken about how important SPF is, but a lot of people might say, oh, sure, do I really need it when we don't necessarily see the sun all the time? Is it still essential to wear SPF?
You know, it is really, you know, so I understand people are saying, look, it's not sunny. And a lot of us here in Ireland, we associate wearing sunscreen with being with a sunny day. However, like in other countries, like in Australia, they're really big on wearing it all year round. Now, I look, they're in a sunnier climate, obviously, but UV rays, so UV rays from the sun, UVA and UVB, they get through the clouds, you know, and they can still have an impact on your skin through the clouds, even when it's raining, you know. And then there's actually another type of light called HEV, high energy visible light, or blue light. And that comes from the sun as well. And that's responsible just for daylight or, you know, visible light. So anytime you don't need a torch when you're outside, there is light coming from the sun impacting your skin. And like, obviously, it's more intense on sunnier days when the UV index is higher. And those are the really important days to wear sunscreen. You know, there is a rule of thumb. If you really don't want to wear sunscreen, you know, every single day, you should especially wear it when the UV index is greater than 2 or 3. But if you're looking for anti-aging protection in particular, you really should be wearing it winter and summer, like every day, to protect your skin from the UV rays. And you will notice a difference. You know, wear sunscreen every day for 6 weeks and you'll see a difference in your skin, you know.
Let's talk a little bit about food or supplements that are genuinely helpful for clearer, healthier skin, because we see a lot on TikTok, but what actually works?
So, you know, one of the really nice supplements for skin is actually omega-3 fatty acids, and they can really help with hydration of the skin, help with, they're great as well for people with acne. Also acne-prone skin, another great supplement is zinc. That's been shown to really help in acne as well. Anybody who's on Roaccutane, people might have heard of that for acne. Omegas are really great for keeping the skin hydrated. And the nice thing about omegas is they're not just a beauty supplement, you know, they're not just good for your hair, skin and nails. They actually, you know, they have heart benefits, they have brain benefits, they have gut health benefits. So if you're going to go with one skin supplement, I would say omegas is where it's at, definitely. And then there's another nice one, CoQ10, and that's a really powerful antioxidant and has been shown to help to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it is a great skin supplement as well. Now, it is a bit more expensive. And so again, you know, the CoQ10, you know, is probably the person who's doing, you know, the 4 or 5 step skincare routine, you know. But if you just wanted to go with one, I would say omegas. And then my personal favorite is collagen supplements. I've been taking collagen for 2 years now, and collagen can really help improving the hydration and elasticity of your skin. So those are some of the nice skin supplements if you're looking to add in a supplement. But supplements are always just that. They supplement a healthy diet, you know. So you start with your healthy diet, and then if you want to add in something a little extra, you could add in a supplement as well.
Dr. Darren O'Leary, thank you so much for all of your amazing advice on the show this evening. If anybody wants to find out more, where's the best place to go to find out all your resources and to give you a follow online?
I'm Dr. Darren O'Leary on Instagram and Dr. Darren on TikTok if anybody wants to.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.